duck Christ cuck. Cha! And let's expose these Jewish lies. Show starts now. Right now. You, son of a biscuit.
Yeah.
me, folks. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, wow. What's happening? What's happening? What's going on? How's everyone doing? 100. Yeah. Don't mind if I have a little bit of Shirley Temple before the show. Everyone seems to be doing good. That's great. Awesome. Great. Good. Awesome. Great. Awesome. All right. Yeah, man, today's Sunday. You know, a lot of people go to church on Sunday. I don't. Most of you guys probably don't either. Probably all the pro-white Christians in this, movement that don't watch the show anymore because they worship a Jew, they don't go to church either. So a lot of people don't go to church anymore. Let's just be honest. But I did have a race and recovery space today, and it was pretty awesome, man. It was pretty cool.
Let's see what we got. I want to get something off my chest. I arrived in Charlotte, uh-huh, North Carolina, the same day Irina Zarutska was stabbed. Mm-hmm. While having dinner downtown at 10 p.m., I saw about 30 police cars and ambulances rushing by. I learned what happened 2 weeks later.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it took a long Russian Waffen. I don't know if that's going to have a part two or something. But yeah, that took a while for a lot of people to get the news on Irina. That was, I think, like a month that it happened, and then it hit I think it hit Twitter, and it took a long time for a lot of people to kind of, you know, bring awareness to it. So, I mean, they were definitely trying to sweep that one under the rug for sure. Speaking of, I was talking about, it was just kind of took me off topic there. Pretty serious thing there. Are we buffering right now? Buffering? No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Is there a boofer coming on? Right? I'm not getting buffering. A little trick, if you got a VPN, go to Europe, somewhere in Europe, if you got a VPN, I would recommend that. Are we good? Let me know when we're good. Let's put a poll up. Now I'm buffering. Okay, great. Got a little tiny buffer-buffaroo, nothing crazy. Are we good? Are we good? We should be good. Or if you're watching this on the replay, we got a little poll going in here. Are you getting some buffering? Oh, we're getting some buffering right now. Yes, big time buffering. That's terrible. I'm not getting any right now. I just had a little bit of a hiccup there, so nothing crazy. Long story short, let's see if I could. I want to continue talking, but I don't want to talk if you're not going to be able to listen. So let's try to run this back here. Do-do-do-do-do. It's good? Okay, great. So I don't know if you guys have heard of Race and Recovery. I've been doing these spaces.
There's no room for the Jewish population. Jews,
all right,
will not replace.
Billy Batts, what's going on? Thank you, man.
Fuck Jews. Fuck niggers.
Yeah.
Fuck goat fuckers. Fuck poop niggers. Fuck zipper heads.
It's like...
Fuck Mexicans and island beaners too. O/WFP.
Wow, man. Thank you very much.
Shickle fuck. Good boy.
That was like, when you put the periods in there, it really like enunciated every F-bomb that you dropped in there. So I really do appreciate that, Billy Batts. Hopefully everyone is having a wonderful Sunday. Let's say hi to some people before I get in the monologue of the show. It's not really much of a monologue, let's be honest. But we got Burn One Bob in here. We got Arian Times. Great edit. We're going to be playing one of his edits tonight. We got Russian Waffen in the house. Thank you for the love and support, man. Audio Waffen. Good to see you. We got Odin's Girl, and we got Nigger Juice Slayer supplying the drink tonight. Yes, and we got odinsmarketshop.com sponsoring the show. So check out odinsmarketshop.com, and shout out to Odin's Girl and Nigger G Slayer for the Shirley Temple. I'm very happy about that. We have John 1488 in the house. We got Honky in the house. We got Kill All Chus. We got Hefeweizen. We got Ghost Frog. We got Nog for the Zog. I didn't see you in the space today. What happened, man? Hopefully you're doing well. We got Nigger G Slayer. We got Trucker Waffle. We got Absurd. We got Registeel. What's happening? We got Zed Zep. What's up? We got my brother A-Tone. A-Tone, you see that, bro? You see that, bro? Oh, yeah. Who got the Shirley Temples now, buddy? Oh, yeah. I'm part of the Cool Club. All right, we got Arasafi, 1488, White Power, thank you for all the love and support. We got Atomic Fitness, Jakey White, what's up, dude? We got Dicky Bub, we got Slavic Berserker, we got Jaeger, what's up, Nazario's World, best mod in the business. We got Return to Europa, good to see you, man, White fucking Power. We got Viking Girl, what's up, sister? We got Scottish Uberman, what's going on? We got, what is that, Wigboon? Wigboon, Professor Chaos, Clock 40. What's happening, man? Mr. Tennessee, Warrior Norman. And we got Racist Roofer and E14. Huh? We got, is that a throwback account? I swear I remember an E14 back in the day. We got Miss O.W. Pagan. We got Right Wing Ruckus. We got Arian Erica. Good to see you guys. German Nazi 3000, huh? We got the Flemish Waffen. What's up, dude? We got Kilo. What's happening? And hopefully you guys can share the stream, get it out there. This is 5 days in a row streaming. I'm a little tired, but we'll see if we can get through it. I think I got enough cards. We got Hans Landa Odie. What's going on, man? Best memes in the game. We got No Political Solution. What's going on, man? Thanks for helping me out with the computer tech work today. We got, what is it, haircut time? It's not a haircut time for me. Not yet. All right, I'm still got the fresh fade. Alias, good to see you, man. White fucking power. And who else we got in here? Burn One Bob, Tier 23. What's up, dude? Good to see you. Miss O-Dub Hagen. Mr. O-Dub Hagen. Zangango in the house. What's up? And who else? Who else? We got Nighthawk. All right. Listen, I can't say hi to everyone. I would love to. I would love to, but it would take all night. I don't know if you guys tuned into Race and Recovery. Press 1 if you did, 2 if you didn't. I streamed it here on Glam. And had some of the guys that are usually watching the show participate in the stream, so it's cool. All right, so some of you guys tuned in. Yeah, it was good. I think we did about, I think roughly about 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours. I'm going to try to get I'm trying to get it out once a week, Sundays at 11 p.m., excuse me, 11 a.m. Mountain Time, right, Eastern Time. So, or no, not Eastern Time, Central Time, okay? Whatever the time it is in Missouri, okay? That's what I'm going to be shooting for, 11 a.m. on Sundays. Going to be streaming it on Goyim TV. Be sure to check it out. Follow my accounts on X. They're hard to keep up with, but you can tune in there, or you can tune in on Goyim TV. Usually after the show, sometimes we run a little thing called CQ Radio. I'm not sure if we're doing that tonight, but a lot of people seem to be loving it. It's a best-kept secret. When it comes to Christianity and getting our people free from this Jew-worshipping pathetic religion that's been hoisted upon our people and turned us into fucking self-hating white slaves to Jews. So we're going to be talking about a little bit of that tonight because it is Sunday, you know, the day that everyone goes and worships a Jew and then goes and worships niggers in the following day. So yeah, that's what we're covering tonight. It's a clip show. It's 50-50. So we do clips in the beginning, then we do OME TV. If you want to support the show, there's a few ways you can. We got the P.O. Box. Send a nice letter. Tell me you love me or tell me you hate me. Either way, I'll read it on stream as long as you don't put powder or anything weird in the envelope. Okay. Also, you can support the show by doing that right there. Entropy.
You taught me everything I know about the goddamn kikes.
Really? That's cool. I feel like I don't really have that title of waking people up, to be honest. Just because I feel like my message is a little bit too extreme at times. So like I feel like maybe it's off-putting to normie people. Like if you were to just come onto the internet and hear a guy like myself like screaming about, you know, Jesus being a fucking kike or these fucking goddamn niggers and shit like that, I swear it's off-putting. I probably wouldn't, you know, I don't do that in real life when it comes to like talking with people. I know how to, you know, obviously conduct a conversation like an adult. But I can get to that level in real life too. So, it's not necessarily just an entertainment thing, but I do, choose my battles and my wars wisely. So war with Christianity, absolutely right fucking now. You bet your ass, okay? Not fucking around when it comes to this shit. So hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. Also, there's the power chat. I don't know what we do if we hit the bonus tonight. If we do, I'll come up with something, but I don't, no promises. This is day five. I don't know if you've tuned in. Have you tuned into all five streams? Be honest. Have you tuned into all five live streams? Yes or no? That is that's dedication. Really? Wow. All right. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. I appreciate the love and support. Is Mud Shark Monday on the table? I don't know. Six Goy? We'll see. Maybe we'll put Mud Shark Monday on the table for incentive. But I would probably be showing up with the grandpa filter. Anyhow, listen, I did the race and recovery space. It was a great space. A lot of people coming in there, sharing their experience, strength, and hope, how they got sober and stuff like that, and how people are struggling. A lot of people are definitely got a little setback when it comes to the nigger weed. And we're trying to like influence our brothers. Hey man, we got to get you off this goddamn nigger weed. Take it. It is making you, not have that killer instinct that we need. And I've noticed that some people have kind of told their story, Alias being one of them. I think celebrating 2 weeks off nigger weed. Congratulations, man. And how it really makes you feel the anger that you need to have. Like you don't want to like null out anger, because that's like the same thing that we get mad at Christianity for, right? We look at Christianity as like a spiritual painkiller, right? And we need to be able to feel the pain, enough pain to actually do something, right? And if we're just going to be numbing it out, then we're not going to do anything, right? So obviously if these fucking kikes are pushing this goddamn shit on our people, whether it be booze, pharmaceuticals, marijuana, pornography, you name it, okay, you know, pick whatever the fuck you want, whack-a-mole when it comes to this shit. We've got to try to do our best to be better, right? And I just have zero patience because I've dealt with a lot of people that smoke weed. And, you know, some of these guys were my buddies. All of these guys ended up being backstabbers and Christ cucks, just to be honest, okay? They had, like, this whole little segment of, they would call the GDL Space Force. All of them were dope smokers. All of them were Christ cucks. And all of them put knives in my back, right? So now, high standards, not dealing with people that are fucking dope smokers, man. Just not putting up with that fucking goddamn nigger shit. And I'm not going to put up with people being losers, man. Like, listen, you've got to be able to fucking get your life together. You got to be able to fucking have a clear head. You got to be able to focus on your finances and get your fucking shit together. There should be no excuses for being a goddamn fucking bum loser if you're fucking sober, right? So, I mean, that's what it comes down to. Like, if you really want to get your shit together and not have like a shitty job and stuff like that, you get sober, you get determined, and you make shit happen, right? It's very important that we take that kind of shit seriously. I don't stress like the finances stuff enough, but listen, man, if you're acting like a goddamn hobo and you're broke, like you got to do better. I'm not trying to be an elitist or anything like that, but you got to be determined, right? Because although money is fucking Jewish as fuck, I understand that, but you need it to make the movement move. So there's no excuses for you to be living out of your car or fucking have an excuse that you can't get hired or anything like that. That means you're just not determined enough, right? So you got to get fucking determined and disciplined. All right, press one if that makes sense too, if I'm being an asshole. Listen, man, I'm just trying to be straight with you, okay? I've dealt with people that are just fucking, you know, downright losers. All right? Don't want to be putting up with loser behavior. All right. Everyone understands? Beautiful. All right, guys. Hopefully you're here for the long haul. Cameras. Yeah. Yeah. Everything's looking good. Floors are sharp. Back around. Hit. Boom. Okay. So we're going to start with... what are we starting with here? We are going to start with clips, and then for the first hour, and then we're going to move over to OME TV. So hang tight if you're just here for the clip show, bro. All right. We will definitely get there, but you're just going to have to hold tight. All right. Now, what am I doing here? Browser chat, Sunday, OME TV. Is this the one I'm looking for? No, that's not. Hold on one second, guys. I got to fix this here. No, that's not it either. Hold on. Where is it? Son of a biscuit. All right. I think that's it. I think I found it. Let's see. Yep, found it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Arian Times put this edit together, and when I saw it, I was like, man, this is an amazing edit. This got my blood pumping. If this video doesn't get your blood pumping, then you're probably smoking weed, and I'm going to bust you, okay? Because I'm going to take a poll after that. I'm going to find out everyone who said, no, this didn't get my blood pumping, and then I'm going to hit you with a drug test, all right? You want that? You want that, huh, you fucking drug addict nigger, huh? Do you want that? Big Romans up for Arian Times. Let's fucking go! Yeah! That's where I'm at with it. I have no fucking mercy for these non-whites. No patience for these fucking Christ cucks. None! You are not radical enough! You fucking pussies! It's go time! Sitting here fighting about your fucking goddamn Jewish fucking Jesus! Slowing down the whole momentum of this fucking movement to start burying motherfuckers! Because you want to fucking cope with this fucking Jew bullshit! It's what's holding us back. And I'm not gonna shut the fuck up about it. God damn it! Do you think I'd fucking risk this whole fucking operation here? Huh? To just make up some lie about Christianity? To offend you? You soft bitch? You think I made that up? You think everything I sacrificed for this fucking movement was to just cut out of the blue and go, you know what, guys? Let's fucking ruin it all. Let's tell everyone that Jesus is a fucking Jew and that Christianity's killing our people. Oh, gee. You know what? That's really fucking Jewish of you. Oh, would you say that to Rockwell, you fucking cunt? Would you say that to Pierce, you bitch? Would you say that to Metzger, you faggot? Would you say that to David Lane, you fucking LARPing bitch? Huh? Would you say that to Clausen? Would you say that to Ludendorff? Would you say that to Hitler? You fucking idiots! Fuck you! Fuck this whole movement. If it doesn't wake up, our race is gonna die! Over your softness! Over your dishonesty! Fuck you niggers! Fuck all you niggers! White power! Fuck all you niggers! You don't listen to your goddamn ancestors! These fucking people sacrifice more than anyone in this movement today! You're dishonest liars, all of you! You're fucking lying, and you're fucking killing our race, so fuck you. All right? I'm out of here. White fucking power. Thank you guys for love and support. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children, all right? I'm so tired of people being dishonest when our fucking race is on the line. Sitting here making excuses. Fucking hurt feelings, you fucking pussies. Fuck all you. Did that get the thrill going? Whoa. What a great edit. Man, I saw that. It made the hair stick up on the back of my neck. I was like, yeah, let's fucking go. Let's go fucking kill some niggers. Just kidding. This show is for entertainment purposes only. I repeat, entertainment purposes only. If you say something like that, you will be removed. So don't say anything like that. Remember, guys, this is all just for entertainment, okay? Shout out to Arian Times, man. Big Romans. Check him out on X. Check him out on X. Drop your link, man. I think he's locked out. Christ Cucks fucking snitched on him. Yeah, great video, dude. Superb. White excellence. All right, speaking of some white excellence, what are some white activities that you only see white people do? Give me your best guess. White people only activities. Let's go with sports. Let's go with sports. A sport, considered a sport. Skiing. Well, helping animals isn't a sport, but I would agree. Polo. Boxing's filled with niggers. Tennis, got niggers. Swimming, no niggers. Downhill mountain biking. That's close. Fishing, close. No one's gonna get it. No one's gonna get it. Pickleball, hockey. Close. It's got a board in it. It's got board in it. Snowboarding, nope. All right, you guys are running out of time. Really? You guys aren't gonna... Hans Landa! Said at the last minute, he put in skateboarding. Take a look at this. White woman...
Street skater from Temecula, California.
Let's go!
Started getting attention in the underground scene through the Skate Juice crew. Early on, she was already known for battling tough street spots.
Smoke
and
show!
Not being afraid to take heavy slams just to land a trick. Her first big moment came with her breakout part in Skate Juice 4, where people noticed how raw her skating was. The B-sides from that part even showed how many brutal tries it took to make the final clips, which made a lot of skaters respect her even more.
Look at that, man. It's pretty cool.
Around the same time, she started popping up in projects connected to Baker Skateboards, including the video Watercracker, sharing footage alongside heavy hitters. Off the board, she's known for being into punk music and that DIY skate culture vibe, which fits perfectly with the crews and videos she rides with. Now she's slowly becoming one of those names people in the street scene keep an eye on, because every new clip feels like she's pushing it harder than the last one.
Oh my god.
Hey, listen, man, I've never seen a chick skateboard. I don't know. Have you guys ever seen chick skateboarders? Especially their smoke shows? Yeah, not too often. We're going to just kind of like give the women some shout outs, maybe a little bit of segment. You could call it like a little bit of giving the women props, a little bit of gooning, quasi gooning a little bit. Just, you know, it's Sunday, man. Just goon it out just a little bit, not too crazy. Take a look at this horse.
Go on. Oh. Arkley's taking a stick with him. What? Are you okay?
I'm sorry, but have you ever jumped in the water with a horse before? Press 1 if you have, 2 if you haven't. I've never done that. I've never even rode a horse, okay? I went on a walk with an elephant, but I went on a hike with elephants. I actually did that. That was pretty fucking awesome. I actually hiked with elephants and fed elephants peanuts and stuff. It was super duper cool. I laid on an elephant. It was pretty neat. But I've never gone horseback riding, and I've never jumped in the water with a horse. So I just thought this was kind of cool. Nature, some babes, some horses look kind of nice. Looks like summer's right around the corner here. This looks like something to do out here in the Ozarks.
Look at Oakley. Look at Oakley. Oh, he's taking a whole branch. Come on. Get in there. Good boy.
That's wild.
That's cute. You're floating.
Man, that is fucking cool.
Look at you.
Very magical.
Horses are white power, dude. Look at that. Look at these animals.
Probably a bit better this way.
Aww.
Oh, he doesn't want my kisses. Okay.
All right, well, here we got some babes and some horses. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. We got to give it up for the white bros, too. White bros doing some Chad shit. Ladies doing some outdoor activities. Definitely a European animal. We're just warming up. We're just warming up here. Look at this. All right, you said white boys? What? This is a nigger. Yeah, you're right.
Nigger, you had my camera full.
Fuck! What's up? I'm real gangster, nigga. I'm real gangster, nigga. What's up?
Oh, yes.
I fucking hate niggers so much, it's unreal.
All right, that nigger is out. Yes. Look at the eyes looking up into the sky, man. Done. One shot. He didn't even see it coming. That guy was winding up for a good second or two.
My camera.
Fuck. What's up? I'm real gangster, nigga.
He was looking for Jesus, bro.
I'm real gangster, nigga. What's up?
Boom. Now watch his buddy. All right, now watch this nigger. Watch this nigger's friend right here. Have you ever heard the saying, like, pour out a little liquor, like, after someone gets killed? Like, after a nigger gets killed, they take their, like, O-E, their old English, or their Mickeys, and they dump the shit out. Plus, one of you know what I'm talking about here. It's like this nigger culture, right? Where it's like one of these niggers just gets fucking killed, and they're like, ah, yeah, pour out a little liquor. You know what I'm saying? Well, we've got a little situation here. He's trying to help his friend up.
Fuck out of here,
dude. Told you,
you
see that? He's trying. Oh my, watch this.
I'm real gangster, nigga.
Think I'm trying to help him.
Told you, fuck out of here, dude.
He just jumps off his fucking 40 on his face.
You may pour liquor on your nut ass.
Man, I'm going.
You a fucking noodle.
Yeah,
no, he's not, nigga. No, he's not. No, he's not. He's been harassing us for 30 minutes. I just fucking told him. Nah, that's what he get, bro. Nigga, throw in your bottle, nigga. I fucking told you, nigga, go home.
Wake up, nigga. Time to go to work.
I didn't do nothing. Man, listen, I didn't do nothing, but I warned the nigga, tell him. You know, you don't fucking shit. The nigga don't play with me. I tried to tell the nigga 30 times, nigga.
Oh, he is out.
I told him to go home.
He don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, this is great. This digger is cooked. All right, man, that is white power. That's how you get it done. Gone. All right. That was white power. Okay. So who do you think is one of the biggest haters of this show? Okay. I want you guys to guess. Who is one of the biggest haters? Oh. I'm sure I got it first. All right, Mr. Phil Williams, tuning in to the stream still. Why are you still watching the show, you old boomer? We don't want nothing to do with you, you anti-white scum. We don't want nothing to do with you, you old boomer. No one likes you, man. No one likes you.
There's a lot that's been going on behind the scenes of my conflicting investigation.
Uh-oh.
Phil, you dirty kite, get back in the oven.
All right, right. Listen, man. Yeah, listen. No threats on Phil because Phil is apparently calling the FBI.
There's a lot that's been going on behind the scenes of my confronting hate investigation that, frankly, I just wasn't ready to talk about. But now is the time.
Tonight, News Channel 5's ongoing Confronting Hate investigation uncovers a disturbing world where neo-Nazis are targeting your children online, encouraging them to get guns and to get ready to kill.
Oh, that's November, entertainment purposes only.
Focus on a neo-Nazi named John Menadio and his group, the Goyim Defense League, and how he was going into video chat rooms, berating children of color, trying to recruit white kids, and teaching them to hate.
Yeah.
Adding to the horror, Menadio encourages the kids to get guns and prepare themselves to become killers.
All right, so you know what that means? It's time to get, it's time to strap up and get ready for a complete race war.
There was blowback initially from that investigation, but that blowback really intensified when he was deplatformed, when he lost his .com domain as a result of my investigation.
Are you trying to take responsibility for shutting me down and being able to make money? Is that what, are you admitting that? Sounds like he's admitting that. It sounds like he's admitting that he's trying to financially screw me over. Does that sound like admission? Does that sound, that sounds like he's admitting that he wants to financially fuck me over. Right, that's like his whole purpose of doing these hit pieces, right? And yeah, I think there's a, should be a tort lawsuit going on here soon. Take a look.
Formed when he lost his .com domain as a result of my investigation, that's when things got ugly.
Phil is wait. Quick question, guys. What website are we on right now? Can anyone tell me what website are we streaming on right now? Does anyone know? I forgot what. Are we on? Really? Oh, poor Phil. Poor Phil, loser boomer. We're still on GoyimTV.com, nigger. Phil is a Jewish journalist, and what he likes to do is he likes to try to entrap people, all right? So be aware, if you're going to make threats in this chat, it's not going to be welcomed, all right? We could say bill them. We can say, what was it? Bill them to debt. We could say. Oh, so someone said Bill, Phil, and his family. Okay, maybe they meant like bill them like with a lawsuit, stuff like that. But don't make any threats. Be on the lookout. Don't make any threats.
Looks
about
like
Phil Wilson.
A lot of people are trying to bill him for like him being anti-white. Like if they could fine him, you know,
Fine, like Randy, fine, like, you know, a fine, like when you do something wrong, right? The speeding ticket, you get a fine. Maybe they're thinking about fining him. Yeah. Anything like that.
I woke up on the morning of November the 20th to find just hate
he said
that
fine.
I had never seen before being directed my way. Someone had created an account on X called Phil's Dead Wife.
Moments later.
My late wife, Peggy Nance Williams, was an alcoholic. She drank herself to death after a lengthy battle with alcoholism.
Goddamn lowlife nigger!
As she shouts at Phil from the depths of heaven.
Someone had gone into her dormant Facebook page.
Go for it!
Hey Phil, you have an unpaid bill. Time to pay you kike.
Right, he's...
Also, may your drunk wife rest in shit faggot.
Let's go. Hold on. Whoa. This is spicy.
Battle with alcoholism. Someone had gone into her dormant Facebook page, recovered family photos, and had posted a picture of my son. this account suggested that perhaps I had even killed my late wife. It was just the bottom of the barrel type of stuff.
How do we know that Phil isn't creating these accounts to garner sympathy for his dead drunk wife? How do we know that Phil's not setting up fake accounts, okay, to try to make it seem like, you know, feel sorry for Phil? All right, I think you need to ask the FBI to check and see if you're making these fake accounts to try to get people to feel sorry for you, Phil.
Go for it.
That's what I think's going on. Sock puppets.
I have never touched alcohol, but I too would drink myself to death if I was married to Phil.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, you poor woman.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
Walker Waffen sent $10. Phil, you race traitor. Move to Israel, Kike.
Move to Israel, Kike. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
My late wife. It was just the bottom of the barrel type of stuff. That
there's no room for the Jewish population. Just,
I have no
room. Uh-oh. Here we go. Uh-oh. Phil.
She drank herself to death because she found out her husband was a faggot.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, man. I don't know what's true. I've never even looked into this woman. Apparently, she is a drunk by his own admission.
Wife. It was just the bottom of the barrel type of stuff. That
wait, did he find her at the bottom of a whiskey barrel? Is that what he said? Like, he found her drunk at the bottom of... Did she drown in a whiskey barrel? I what does he say? I'm missing that. Let's rewind a little bit. Hold on.
And had posted a picture of my son. This account suggested that perhaps I had even killed my late wife. It was just the bottom of the barrel type of stuff.
Oh, never mind.
Just, I have no words for. Mm. There was another account that had been created on X of someone who claimed to be a killer. One of the posts said that we're coming for his family, got all the addresses.
Okay, so this is what Phil's doing, okay? He's got all the guys at News Channel 5 making fake
There's
accounts
no room for the Jewish
to make it seem like Phil's getting threats. This is not, we don't do threats. That's Phil.
The funny thing is this faggot thinks people mean it.
Yeah.
It's for entertainment purposes only, duh.
Yeah, and we don't make death threats. Obviously, Phil's making fake accounts on X to try to get sympathy for him and his whatever happened with his dead wife. It's really what's going on, Phil, okay? I see through the bullshit, man.
Another said, I'm coming for Phil and his entire family. Good luck hiding. Another post said, I torture and kill self-hating whites. You'll never stop me. Over the past 2 years my confronting hate investigation, I've had a lot of terrible things said about me, a lot of venom directed my way.
Oh, poor victim.
I really feel sorry for you guys.
I don't give a f- grave soon, you dumb sellout boomer.
Sellout boomer. Fuck you, boomer.
Thing to direct comments at me is when you come after my family.
We never made any comments towards your family, you fucking boomer. Why are you making up lies as if I did? Do you see my account posting there? Or anyone, like, anything to do with me? Am I posting anything like that? Okay, obviously you're just doing this fucking bullshit slander, Phil. Okay. Obviously, I wouldn't do something like that. I don't like to roll in the mud with pigs like you.
Emily, that you really crossed the line. And I decided I needed to respond differently this time. I needed to go to the FBI, which I did.
Hitler was right!
The FBI and its partners with Metro Police actually have experience investigating the Goyim Defense League after GDL came to Nashville in July of 24, creating havoc on the city streets. The two agencies investigated one member who had threatened Nashville DA Glenn Funk. So they're very familiar with this group. And I knew...
It's not a group. It's a bunch of guys that just have a problem with Jewish supremacy. It's not an organization. Okay, so knock it off. You're lying again.
They would have the resources to follow up on these threats against me and my family.
Who made any threats, you fucking lying piece of shit? You're lying on TV and saying that I'm making threats on you. What the fuck is this fucking faggot doing? What the fuck are you fucking doing, you lying piece of shit? I don't make threats on people. I don't do that. And you can't just go on TV and make shit up like that, dude. That's fucking slander. That's what that is. You're just a fucking downright fucking slanderous piece of shit. Lying scum.
Resources to follow up on these threats against me and my family. Bottom line for me is that some people may think these sorts of threats and harassment work, that these sorts of threats and harassment will deter me from doing my job.
No one made threats.
You don't know.
Or harassed you.
Because this sort of thing makes me more determined. It makes me realize what is at stake. And there's no turning away from doing what's right in that situation.
All right, guys. Well, that's that, huh? Weird. What a lying scumbag. What a fucking liar. Like, yeah, you're just lying through your teeth, acting like I, like, make threats on you, like, you scumbag. I don't know what to say. I'm just, well, you know, it's the media. They're lying scumbag, lying scumbags, and that's what they do. Yeah. What do you guys think about that, huh? All right. Victim card, right? One word to describe that hit piece. What do you got here? One word. What is he trying to do here? Gay, faggot, kike, Sue, enemy, liar, cunt, pedo, Phil the stalker, pathetic, defamation, enemy, violins, dead wife, sue him for defamation, shabos, faggot, kike, jew, fill yourself, vote niggers, child molester, dumbass, Jew shield, he's profiting off slandering you, gay son, sympathy, predator, he's trying to kill you.
Jews.
Tiger Waffen, thanks, man.
Phil is such a jerk.
Yeah, he is a jerk. Man, speaking of, sellouts and phonies, I would say that I think conservatives kind of fall into that category the most, right? I at least the leftists are honest that they're openly communists, right? These conservatives don't have a backbone. Most of these guys are like Christian and they pretend to be racist and then they pretend that they're not racist, right? So they bring on beaners like this to CPAC. Okay, so this is CPAC with a fucking beaner.
There once was a drunk wife who married a kike with no life.
Oh!
She drank the liquor and she got sicker because she wanted to die quicker.
Oh!
Steffi fuck you,
sent
Phil.
$5. Phil kisses Jeeba's feet.
Oh!
And he is a fat kike.
He's a fat kike. Kike means kike. So in the power chat and in the entropy, kike is pronounced, well, it's kike is pronounced kike. Okay? All right, thank you guys for love and support. Double Romans, white power. Thank you guys. All right, kike on a stick. All right, so let's go over here and let's see what's going on over at CPAC. All right, nothing but fat beaners on stage here. Let's see what they got to say.
This is not my opinion.
Oh my God, I have to crank this beaner up here. Hold on 1 second. Let's crank this beaner up. Full beaner ahead. Here we go.
This is a fact. If you look at the census.
She's like, this is not my opinion. This is a fact. This is not my opinion. We're going all the way.
This is not my opinion. This is a fact. If you look at the census, if you look at the birth rates, we have to. There is no future for the Republican Party if we do not invest in the Hispanic community.
She's pretty much saying, hey, white people, you're going extinct. Us beaners are fucking breeding you the fuck out. The only way for conservatism to live on is to adopt beaners like us into your party. Can you believe the fucking nerve of this fucking spick going to CPAC to pretty much say, yeah, you want the conservative party, right? And she's using obviously a veneer of fucking false like lies of pretty much saying white people. Hey, white people, right? You want to be heard still? Guess what? You got to team up with team fucking Bean Taco over here.
In my opinion, this is a fact. If you look at the census, if you look at the birth rates, we have to. There is no future for the Republican Party if we do not
fucking
invest
beaner
in the
scum.
Community. And what I need Washington to do is to...
What the fuck is... Look at this fat motherfucking thing here. What the fuck is that? This woman's decent on the left here, but look at this giant walrus. Fat! What the hell?
Thank you. What I need Washington to do is to stop dictating what we do. Compliment our work.
Yeah.
Compliment what we do. Do not tell us what to do.
Do not tell... Yeah, but yeah, we'll tell you beaners to go back home.
I hate beaners so much it's unreal. Yeah. Fucking parasites breed like rabbits.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, bitch. You got fucking I'm so tired of these fucking people and these Christ cucks. You know, they're always like, oh, can we keep the big booty Latino girls, bro?
Know exactly what to do to win the midterms.
To win the midterms, you have to vote for your race going extinct, right? That's fucking two-party Jew party right there for you.
You're scum.
Robbie J!
Say no to taco-flavored kisses.
Yeah, and
beaners are scum.
Yeah, beaners are fucking absolute fucking parasites, dude. The worst of the worst. All right, now CPAC again. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. At least the liberals are fucking like openly fucking, they're Marxists. They're openly Marxists. And what these CPAC faggots do, they're doing the same thing. They're just using a sneakier way of doing it. Look at this, CPAC.
So today it is my honor. It is my to welcome a very special guest. Please welcome our SWAT team, accompanied by EJ Daniel and his dad.
So is this some like baby midget nigger? I am so confused. What is this little thing? So this is a make-a-wish nigger? And this is his dad coming out with a cowboy hat? Not all niggers are bad. All right, I know some good nigger conservatives. Yep. A couple of these guys, you know, go to my church and we end up going to rodeo shows together. And we bless the Lord. This fucking nigger with his belt buckle and his fucking dude, this should be a hangable offense. Let's just be honest. With a belt buckle and a cowboy hat like that, you should be swung and hung from a fucking oak tree, nigger. What the fuck are you wearing? These goofy white people smiling about this, parading around their stupid fucking niggers in Christ. I think the audience is fed up, to be honest, though. Do you hear any applause? Do you hear any applause? Yeah. Applause for Blade SS! Let's go, bro! White power!
Here is a nifty 50 and shove it up your Chico ass.
That's right. Tell these fucking spicks of these niggers, get the fuck out of CPAC, you goddamn motherfuckers. I expect Jesus to walk across fucking water on stage over there, not to have a bunch of fucking niggers and beaners floating around there. Listen, to be fair, I'm not hearing much clapping going on there, so let's run it back. Let's see if we hear any clapping.
Go for it.
Is this a niggabot?
A niggabot? I think it's a baby midget nigger. I don't know what the wish they're making for this nigger is. I don't know if it's got leukemia or something. Sickle cell. Don't hear much. They've got a bunch of nigger rap music drowning out everyone. Would love to be there. All right, yeah, cool. All right, so, like, I'm here at CPAC, and just saw some fat beaner told me that if I want to stay right-wing, I got to vote for my race to be replaced, and they just wheeled out some baby nigger from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, blew out my ears with this stupid fucking hip-hop music and some giant country nigger singer or something like that. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. Yeah, as a white person, you should be asking yourself, what the fuck are you doing there? It makes absolutely zero sense to be there or to have any of these non-white fucking invader scums be close to you at this point. Now, there are some... Hold on one second. Sorry. We got some white kids that are out there doing some good work. All right. Moving on. I don't want to focus on CPAC too much. That's shit that, like, you know, gay Nick Fuentes and gay Elijah Schaefer go to. We got some white kids doing some cool shit in the UK. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick so you guys can see a little picture. One, if you guys are here for the long haul. Two, if you got other things to do. One, here for the long haul. Two, you got other things to do. 580 people tuning in. White power. Do me a favor. Share the stream. Don't be a fucking gay nigger. All right. Do. All right. So let's take a look at here. Take a looky. All right. I got this here. Take a look at the race and recovery thing. Yeah. Isn't that cool? All right. Now we've got these guys right here. It looks like it says Aryan Front. Now, when I see that right there, right, the Ben Clausen symbol, right there, right? God, why am I space creativity right here? This is the creativity guys. So you got a bunch of guys, a bunch of youngsters that are white out there that do not worship a fucking Jew. How refreshing is this to see white youngsters out there not being caught up in this fucking two-party Jew party bullshit and this stupid fucking Jesus Christ nonsense? All right, round of applause for these guys. Let's go. Am I still live on X? Fuck. Alright. If you're watching on X, you're a faggot and I'm shutting it down. Alright, we're done. They're out there. I guess something happened. I don't know. They're at some protests, so let's check it out. It looks like they got arrested or something.
Why did they nick him?
Section 5.
Racially aggravated. Section 5, what did they say? What?
Look at all these race traders.
Why have they public ordered you? What did they say?
That's right.
Total white victory or total white death.
You hear that? 14 words back there.
It's for throwing the Nazi salute.
That's only a crime if you do it to Jews, right? You hate crime, right?
Put some Romans up for this young man.
Future for white children! White power, brothers!
Come on now. There's going to be a lot more sacrifice coming.
So why are they arresting you today?
For doing a Nazi salute, but I don't think that's an arrestable crime unless you do it to Jews and it's a hate crime, right? Was there any Jewish you're doing it to, no? In Germany it'd be illegal, but not here, directly illegal.
Arrested for lifting your arm.
It's not directly illegal
in
here,
the UK.
No. It has to be certain circumstances.
White race is at the highest virtue. White man for the white race is the ultimate sin.
Yep.
We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children.
Yeah. Let's go.
White power, brothers.
Let's go. Man, that's fucking...
Wow.
Holy smokes. Ooh. If that doesn't make you get all tingly inside, you're not white, or you're fucking white and you're smoking weed like a fucking nigger.
White children!
Yes.
White power, brothers!
Wow.
Hail Aryan Front! Hail victory!
Hail victory! Total white victory or total white death. Racial loyalty is the highest of all honours. And racial treason is the worst of all crimes.
Yes. Spot on, brother. Spot on. Absolutely spot on. Spot on. But you wouldn't be lifted unless you were white.
What is good for the white race is of the ace virtue. And what is bad for the white race is the ultimate sin. That is the golden rule that white people need to
creativity follow. Right there.
Do what is good for the white race. Do not do what is bad for the white race. Hail victory!
These fucking race traders. These motherfucking race traders. Well, round of applause for these young men out there, man. They're actually, that's the kind of programming we need for white folks to win. And it will spread. All right. Is the stream smooth right now? Let me know if it's smooth or let me know if it's buffering. Is it smooth or are we buffering? Yep, because we could have white power where it's just racial loyalty, or we can have fake white power where people pretend to say they're race first, but really they're a rabbi first, okay? So it's one thing to hate Jews. That's not enough. That's not enough, okay? I'll give you a perfect example of someone who calls out Jews. It's not about calling out Jews. It's about loving your fucking race. It's about anything goes, right? When I ask these Christians, would you burn down every church in the world to save your race? And they go, And I said, here, let me answer this for you. You asked me, would I burn down every church? I would burn down every church, every pagan temple. I would burn anything you ask me to. Okay. I would burn down the fucking Vatican. I would burn whatever the fuck down it took to save my fucking race. How come you fucking idiots can't put this together? How come you fucking idiots can't make this make sense in your goddamn brain? Right? Now, here's a prime example of someone who is anti-Jew. And that's just not enough. Let's find out.
Go for it.
Thank you.
We don't hate them enough.
We don't.
We're well into the time for being tribal.
Tropical.
White fucking power.
Cyclone. White power, man. Thank you very much for the love and support. Make sure you get some bolts, man. White power. All right, let's keep it going, man. E. Michael Jones. Okay? Here we go.
Christianity hadn't come along. And if Christianity hadn't come along, there would be no difference between Europe and Africa.
Did you hear
That's completely false. That's completely false. You said earlier yourself that Greece, that there was a cradle of civilization in Europe that far eclipsed anything in sub-Saharan Africa to this day that they've built by themselves. But then now you've said there'd be nothing in Europe except for chasing pigs. Well, the Greeks weren't chasing pigs and worshipping trees. They were figuring out the shape of the earth. They were basically coming up with a whole number of philosophical achievements. They had architectural achievements. They had achievements on the battlefield. They were innovators. I mean, sub-Saharan Africa didn't even invent the wheel, yet in Europe we had the wheel long before Christianity visited the continent. So how do you explain
Christianity
that?
Visited.
And how do you explain the Japanese? I mean, look at the Japanese. They have a magnificent culture.
Not Christian.
The wheel was not invented in Europe. The wheel could not be invented in Europe because it's too hilly. Okay? But we've already talked about Greece. If you can explain Greece, it's Greece. It's not just Greece. It's Greece and the rest of the world. Why did this only happen in Greece and the rest of the world, many of whom were white?
Too hilly?
Just never did it. What about Persians? Persians are Aryans.
But what about Japan? Japan isn't Catholic in the slightest, and they have a magnificent culture which stretches back for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
That's right. And what about the Aztecs? And what about the Maya Indians in Peru? I'm not saying that there's no such thing as a civilization.
See, he's so pro-Christian that he's so focused on the spiritual aspect of this that it makes him default to anti-white.
Without Catholicism. I'm saying Europe would have no civilization without Catholicism. If it weren't for Catholicism, Europe would be a peninsula jutting out from Asia. That's what it would be.
But it
wasn't. That's what it was. That's what it was.
It wasn't. But you keep saying that, but I keep saying, what about ancient Greece? And then you say, well, so what? Well, that was part
you
of
need a rabbi Greece to be able to establish Western civilization.
Absolutely European.
Yeah. All right. So there's that. Okay. There's that aspect of it. And then speaking of Japan and not having Christianity, let's go back to this guy who doesn't like Jews. Keep in mind, he's just anti-Jew, this guy. Okay. Remember, I confronted this guy and I called him a fucking pussy. And I said, yeah, how come you don't call out the Holocaust? And he said, oh, and I said, yeah, man, yeah, your money is more important to you than calling out how these fucking Jews are literally committing fraud on all of Europe, making up this stupid fucking Holocaust story. And you're too scared to talk about it because you're going to lose your right to travel. Like, you're a fucking clown. Anyhow, he ended up writing a book later and he was called out about it. And he did say that he was confronted by me on a stream and I did call him on his shit. All right. Here's a great clip.
I had a friend, a priest who was a missionary to Japan. He said nobody ever converted. And I was giving a talk once in...
Nobody ever converted in Japan to Christianity. Let's wonder why.
I had a friend, a priest who was a missionary to Japan. He said nobody ever converted. And I was giving a talk once in... Washington, a Japanese reporter came up to me and she said, we'll never become Christian because as soon as we become Christian, the Jews are going to take over our culture. So that,
Wait. You're telling me that, hold on. Why didn't they?
We'll never become Christian because as soon as we become Christian, the Jews are going to take over our culture.
Oh, the Jews are going to take over your culture. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Jewish Bible, Jewish Messiah, people calling themselves sinners and worshiping a fucking Jew. Geez, I wonder why Hitler worked with Japanese people.
Become Christian because as soon as we become Christian, the Jews are going to take over our culture. So that, I guess that's what you're trying to deal with. This is fine. You can have your culture. I'm a big fan of you people having control of their own culture. But once you stop having children, you've got a serious problem.
Well, there you go, man. There it is. Okay. A lot of the Asians were hip to see what this fucking goddamn mind virus was, which was a fucking... a mental illness, okay? Here's what happens when you adopt a mental illness of Jewish worship.
You couldn't pay a Christ cuck to be pro-white.
It's an oxymoron. It's a fucking oxymoron, okay? It's an oxymoron. Pro-white and Christian is an oxymoron. You worship a
that
Jew.
In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Acts 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus said unto them, John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. Jew, Gentile, tall, short, fat, skinny, hairy-headed, bald, red and yellow, black and white, Jesus is the only way to the kingdom of God.
Go for it.
Fucking disgusting shit.
Can this retard advocate for Christianity and then say in the same interview that it makes you susceptible to Jewish takeover?
Beats me, man. Christ brain? All right, two-word answer. Christ brain.
Jesus is not one of many ways to heaven. He's the one and only way to heaven. And if you trust anything or anyone other than Jesus to get you to the kingdom, you'll go to hell. That's as narrow-minded as it gets, but Jesus said, narrow is the road that leads to righteousness.
And under a fucking spell.
Leads to destruction, and we can tell where most people are driving down the road of. So he begins to bless him and he says, you're the salvation we've been waiting for. And let me just say this. Because of the context, I can't ignore the fact that Jesus is still the salvation of Israel. And don't be so ignorantly internet driven that you deny otherwise. Because you will stand before the Jew of the universe and be judged by how you treated his people.
The Jew of the universe, nigger. You're going to be judged, right, by the Jew of the fucking universe, bro. Wow. So base and pro-white.
And don't be so ignorantly internet-driven that you deny otherwise.
Go for it.
You will stand before...
Once these Christ cucks go to heaven, they get their foreskin back and realize they are in hell.
Yeah, with a bunch of niggers, right? Just pathetic. Thank you, Jesus foreskin eater.
Before the Jew of the universe and be judged by how you treated his people. You ought to read the parable of the sheep and the goats. You ought to read the parable of the judgment of the nations. Do you know the first thing God judges the nations based on?
Oh, boy.
Just proves Christians can't be fully race conscious.
Nope.
it's always going to hold them back and fuck up the movement.
That's what I've been saying, man. Listen, man, we gotta be prepared for what's coming. And this is the controlled opposition with the layout of the end times prophecy, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they're just shoving this shit down our fucking throat. I mean, left and right. I'm not gonna make you sit there and hear that forever, okay? We're just gonna move along and you just see the patterns.
Well, if you feel like 2026 isn't going too well, this next story could offer an explanation. According to the world's most senior exorcists, there has been a rise in spiritual distress and Satanism. Representatives of the International Association of Exorcists met with Pope Leo at the Vatican this week, warning of a concerning growth in occultism and Satanism. They're pushing for at least one exorcist in every Catholic diocese around the world in order to combat what...
This is your brown Jewish pimp right here. Look at this fucking creature. Yeah, white man. That's your leader. Some brown fucking shitskin kike. Kalergi.
They say are the actions of the devil. The Pope has previously expressed his support for the delicate and necessary work they do.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's just, like I said, guys, it's Sunday. Got to cover some of this. Have you seen this chink? This chink's all over the place. Dr. Young-Hoon Kim. Dr. Young-Hoon King, okay? And,
Go for it.
He even wears a tiny hat like a Jew.
Yep. Yeah, this guy's just all about pushing crypto and Jesus, meme coins. Look at this. Just like Gypsy Crusader, dude. Look at this fucking chink motherfucker. What do you got in common? Meme coin scams and fucking Jesus, okay? These fucking chinks. Look at this. Meme coins, pump first, 100%. Time is at season. Jesus is king, 100%. God bless you, my brother in Christ. We stand with Colin McGregor forever. Right, just absolutely. I mean, this is just so grifty. Let's see what this guy's up to. Hey, thank you very much, Tiger Waff and White Power, man. Let's see what this guy. Florida man burns a Jewish flag. I don't know if this is current. This might be HB 269 worthy. Let's see.
Recently, a federal judge has ruled that I cannot burn this flag that is illegal to do in my country, United States of America, which is protected by my First Amendment right. I'm also bringing awareness that the Zionists have infiltrated our society.
Oh, he's blaming the Zionists. Oh, God. I got a feeling he's got a little bit of that going on.
They need to be pushed out and stopped. Cut out and stomped out like a cancer. What they're doing in Palestine is a genocide, and what they're doing around the world is wrong. They're everywhere, and they need to be cut out and stomped. Our voices are louder than theirs.
Light on fire, come on.
Send these bastards to hell.
Yeah. Hail Christ. Oh. Uh-oh. He almost burned himself there. got a little bit close right over there. I mean, that was close, man. Hold on one second here. We're going to have to zoom in on that. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Sorry. Oops. Good effort. Good try, bro.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine? Are you fucking kidding me? You did all that to fucking... to glaze brown fucking shitskins, bro? No, that's... Fuck Palestine. What the fuck, bro? I knew he was a fucking Christian. Goddamn synagogue to Satan. He's about to be like that other white guy who lit himself on fire for Palestine.
Free Palestine.
God, you fucking dork. You fucking dork. So many fucking dorks. What to do with these fucking dorks? Alright, are we gonna do... Are we doing OME TV? Are we doing OME TV? Press 1 if you guys are still here for the long haul. Or 2 if you got other things to do. I don't know. Maybe we just keep doing clips. Ah. 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 Oh, looks like more clips is winning. Looks like more clips is winning. Oh, it's so close! Looks like more clips is winning! All right, looks like we're gonna have to do more clips, guys. Fuck. God damn it. I'm sorry, guys, for everyone that wanted OME TV, man. Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. We just... Yep. Sorry, guys. We just didn't hit the bonus, man. Sorry about that, guys. We're just gonna have to go. I was gonna do more clips, all right? We're just gonna have to... Whoa. What the hell was that? Knock it off. Come on over, cut some shapes, get it right up in my space and shake it. Just shake it. Dance a little, move some more, push it back down to the floor and shake it. Just shake it. Looking deep into my eyes, bend it back and do your best to break it. To break it. Girl, you really look the part, reach right out, you got my heart, now take it. Just take it, take it, take it. Do this. I guess we're doing this, huh? We're doing some OME TV, huh? Can we get a poll of the characters that are in people's mind that they want to use tonight? If you don't mind putting up a poll, I would appreciate it. It would warm my soul. All right. Nope. Put up a poll. I don't believe you. Oh, I missed that one.
Put up a poll. I don't believe you. Put up a poll. Because I don't believe you. Put up a poll. My nigger, put up a poll. Wait, where's my cell phone? Oh, shit. Oh, God. Ah, shit. Where's my poop? Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Oh, shucks. All right. Flyers over here. Watermelons. Watermelons. Watermelon toast. Perfect. Ah, yeah. Hold on one second. What do we got here? We got Tammy and we got RJ. Ooh, it's close. It's so close. I don't even know if I have Reese's Cheeseburger anymore. I've lost my beaner filter. Fucking cooked. I need someone who knows how to make filters to help me out here. Okay. Well, that's all good. Okay. Hold on. Swish. Swish. All right. Let's do this, okay? All right. Okay. Hold on. Let's get this going here. A couple puffs, a little sip of the Shirley Temple here. A racist preacher. Well, it's close, man. This is close. Between one vote away between Tammy and RJ. Wow. Wow. RJ's pulling away. RJ's pulling away. What is going on? Do the gym, bro. The chink wasn't even in there. We got to get all the characters in there. Fuck, dude. I need like an RJ song. What, like, when you think of RJ, what's the first song that pops into your mind? What's a song that pops into your mind? Okay, maybe. I'm gonna go with this one. This for some reason this comes to mind for me. Okay. Sandstorm, some nigger song. Now I'm switching it up, guys. I'm taking an 80s route here. Listen, fun fact, I was this guy for Halloween. I really wanted to be, before Axl Rose, I wanted to be Billy Idol. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of Billy Idol here. Hold on one second.
I see these niggas, I hate them all the time. The dirty fucking nigga scum. I hate niggas too. The dirty jigaboos. And y'all have nigga friends. I hate these dirty coons. They smell like dirty poop. And they don't eat. Hey, what's up, bro? I hate nigga scum. I hate the nigga scum. Because niggas are dumb. What'd you say, bro? Hold on one second, bro. You look bass. Hold on. What, hello? Hey, baby.
Can you send me some money?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me sing my song about niggas. Okay, you ready? Okay, give me a white power. Say you hate niggas. Listen, I hate these nigga fleas. I hang them from the trees. And then I grab my gun. I pull out my automatic. I blow this fucking nigga's head off. Cause I hate those niggas. Hey, what's up, niggas? You look like a kinky ass Jew. You like Jewish people? Then give me a white power, nigga.
What the fuck?
Hey, what's up? Lesbian in the place. You hate those kikes and niggas. You like Billy Joel? It's not Billy Joel. It's Billy Idol.
Give me one of these. Come on, you fucking Jew. Turn up, you fucking kike. Come on, you fucking kike, bitch. You get the money, I kill the niggas. Fucking these niggas, I hate these fucking spicks. You fucking dirty peanut, fucking hate you. Dirty ass invader. Hate these niggas that look like peanuts. Dirty ass peanut, probably jerking off with his wiener. Hey,
yo,
fuck
I'll
you.
I fuck with you, man.
Hey, fuck you, bro. Hey, what's up? I hate these niggas and they all on a trip. About to kill these niggas like Bloods do Crips. I hate niggas and I hate video games. Fucking faggot bitch. Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, you like this song, bro? Hey, listen, bro. Jesus Christ is a fucking Jew and you're a fucking chink. You fucking chink, bitch. Fuck you, you fucking dirty fucking cat fucker.
Wipe out, you piece of fucking shit, chink nigger. Fuck out of my face, nigger. Hey, white power, white power. Hey, you fucking nigger, get out of my face. Crusty ass niggers all over my computer right now, man. Yeah, a bunch of filthy fucking nigger scum. Yeah, fucking up my vibe, dude. Fucking up my vibe. I told you I'm only going to do the show if there's no fucking niggers, man. And here you got fucking niggers. Bro, do you like niggers? White power, you fucking nigger lover. Shut up, you fat nigger. God.
Who are you on the phone with?
Shut up, nigger. I'm on the phone with my manager on how to go kill some niggers. What are you doing?
Jesus Christ.
He's a fucking Jew. Fuck you. Dude, fuck you. You fucking Jew worshiping faggot fat fuck.
Fuck.
God damn it.
Hey, what's up, bro? You got something to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck niggers, white power.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
What's going on with your nose, bro? Hey, who just... Hey, what's up? Wait, hold on. 1 second.
No, this nigga's a mega Jew.
Hold on. Listen, I hate Jews, you stupid Arab. You're closer to a Jew than myself. I'm fucking German and Scottish.
Why'd you call us Arab?
Wait, if you hate Jews, what the fuck? We're not no Arabs, nigga.
What are you?
Jewish.
What are you?
We're Jews.
You're fucking Jews?
Yeah, I'm a fucking Jew.
What's your thoughts about this, you faggot kikes?
Baby penis, baby.
Fucking is Jewish? Nigga, all hell Hitler. That's my fucking thing about that. Wait, what?
Listen. How did you develop those titties?
Bruh. Cause I was fucking your mom.
Bro, those are, look at these Khazarian milkers right here, bro. Look at these Jewish tits on the screen,
nigga,
here, guys.
I ain't no Jew, nigga.
You have got some big fat Jewish tits on the screen. We're gonna have to skit, man. Fuck you, nigga. Go fuck yourself, you fat titty Jew.
Huh?
Fat titty Jew. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Yeah, you know what? Fuck, goddamn kikes all over the place. Yeah, no, I'm tired of it. No, I mean I could be there. What should I be talking about, guys? Help me with this conversation. What should I be talking about? Help me do some improv. No, I mean, I hate niggers, but chinks are bad, too. I mean,
I think green screen fell.
Hold on 1 second, you fucking chink. I'm on the phone. Yeah, no, some stupid dog-eating chink's trying to talk to me. Hey, shut up, chink. I'm on the phone. That fucking dog-eating. At least, what are we talking about? Kidnapping baby niggers from Walmart. That's not a bad topic. Look. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Hey, listen, I was thinking about kidnapping niggers from Walmart, but I don't even want to touch them. They're fucking disgusting. Now, I've got some knockoffs. I mean, like, I could replace the niggers with these things, but, like, in all fairness, more topics. Hey, yeah, no, I'm not going to be at Walmart. There's too many niggers there. What's up, man? How are you?
Niggers? What the hell?
I'm just saying, like, I don't like to go places where there's, like, an abundance of niggers. Like, I don't know, Walmart, what's the other one? A Waffle House. I don't know, some other nigger places, KFC, Popeyes. I go to Chick-fil-A. I feel like there's more white people at Chick-fil-A and less niggers. Have you ever been to a Chick-fil-A? Hold on 1 second, though.
No, fat Mexican. I can't talk to her. No, she's a fat beaner. Like, can you skip, you fat beaner? Like, skip me, please.
Shut the fuck up, no, Santa Claus.
Excuse me, there's a fat beaner aisle 4. Yeah, someone needs to hire her at Taco Bell. Yeah, can we deport this? How much to deport this bitch? Can I get your number so I could call ICE on you, you fat beaner? You fat torta?
No, bitch.
Yeah, you need to watch your carbs. Hey, what's up, man? Oh, shit. Hey, no. I mean, there's... What am I talking about? Give me a topic on the phone. Let's go. No, I could. No, listen. There's a bunch of niggers there, but I don't hang out with niggers. What's up, guys? How are you, man?
Good.
Good. Do you guys like black people?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think they're Christian. Are you guys Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listen, let me help you out with this, man. Do you know niggers are extremely dangerous?
How?
There's 13% of the population, and they're 60% of all violent crimes. If white women end up, like, you wouldn't be offended if a white woman dated a black Christian if he was a good guy, right?
No.
Okay. And even if their kids look like this?
I've never seen a kid look like that, though.
I mean, so you guys are cool with, like, wait, I got another question for you. Is Jesus Jewish?
But no.
Jesus.
Wait, I forget. Yeah, he was Jewish, yeah.
Good answer, man. Yeah. So you guys are white, right?
Yeah.
And you guys worship a Jew.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Do you know what Jews do? Take a look at this, what they do to their babies. Yeah, so what's
your thought? Are you sure?
Yeah, it's called a mezzavipeh. Did you know that the Jews that you worship, because you're Christian Jew worshiping slaves, that they control all the media too?
No.
Yeah. Aren't Jews God's chosen people?
Yeah, wait.
Yeah,
hold on, I have a question.
So you're a Jew worshiping slave. That's what I thought.
Pause. So you're telling me that God's bad and that I should hate black people?
No, I'm telling you that if you probably, do you even know your Bible?
You want me to be honest? Not really.
Okay. So do you know Jesus had a father named Yahweh? Did you know that?
No. Wasn't his father Joseph?
No. He came from Yahweh. He was like spiritually, he came from the God of Israel. That's how Yahweh comes into the picture. Okay.
Okay.
Mary was his mom. Okay. You follow? Now, are you guys against satanic people?
Yeah.
Satanic people kill their children, right? They sacrifice their children, right? Let me ask this. Let me just ask a question here, okay? Let's ask a question, a quick question. Did Yahweh sacrifice Jesus?
In Christian belief, Yahweh, or God the Father, didn't force Jesus' sacrifice. Jesus, who is considered divine, willingly sacrificed himself to atone for humanity's sins. This act is seen as a unique, voluntary act.
So, would you think that a man sacrificing his life, do you think that that's a good thing?
If a man sacrifices his life?
Yeah.
Do I think that's a good thing?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so would you guys commit suicide for Jews?
No.
Okay. So why do you think a Jew would commit suicide for you?
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't. Okay.
I don't think they would.
So here's the deal, guys. You've been taught not to be racist, but we are a 7% global minority, and Jews are currently trying to kill us and wipe us off the map. Okay. Are you okay with the white race going extinct?
No.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I die.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Listen, man, that's a great answer. That's what I want. I want common sense. So if white people don't fight back and we follow the laws of Jesus and we forgive our enemy and we pray for our enemy and the meek shall inherit the earth and vengeance is for the Lord, how are we ever going to fight back against non-white people that want us dead?
Well, because I would say Jews are white, though, no?
No, they're from the Middle East. They're sand niggers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm beyond confused.
No, it's okay. I think a lot of people just kind of, you know, their families are Christian. They just kind of fall into Christianity. Everyone thinks Jesus is a white guy, got the blonde hair, got the blue eyes, right? It's not the case. He's a Jewish rabbi.
So Jesus is black?
Jesus is a sand nigger.
Because Jesus is Jewish and Jews are that.
There you go. There you go. Okay. So, like, would you guys have a problem worshiping a nigger?
I mean, no, but like...
Wait, no?
Wait, hold on, I'm confused. Why, but I'm confused.
Come on, man. You know I died for your sins. Come on, man. You got to trust me, bro. You got to trust me that I died for your sins, nigga. You little white-ass nigga, give me all your money. Come on now, man. If you gonna believe a Jew died for your sins, of course he died for your sins, Goy. He's Jewish. You know, Jewish people love white people, right? Hey, fuck you, nigga. These white people want to worship a nigga, let them worship me, boy. You want to worship the king of the niggas? No, you don't. No, you don't. Be honest.
You're funny.
I appreciate
You're
it.
You're really funny.
I appreciate it, man. So listen, you guys need a little bit. Listen, the Christianity thing, it's a little bit hard. So that's like, you know, algebra, and then you got algebra 2?
I'm in algebra 2 right now. I don't understand.
Okay, algebra 2 is really hard. I didn't even get to algebra 2. All right? So good on you guys. Okay, so algebra 1, okay, is finding out that the Jews are taking over the world, okay? So do you guys have a phone on you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to give you this website to look into this stuff, okay? So this is my site, okay? I want you to put this in your phone, gtvflyers.com. Now, on that site, real quick, there's a bunch of information, okay? I want you guys to try to prove it wrong, okay? Don't take my word for it. I want you to debunk it. Right, because I'm just some guy on the internet, right?
So hold on, so I'm confused. So you want me to not like black people?
I want you to understand that once you love your race and you care enough about your race, you will understand that black people are hurting our race, and you will want to defend your race from black people. Does that make more sense?
Yeah, but I'm confused because how are they trying to like? How are they trying to? I don't think black people are trying to kill us.
Well, young man, every 13 minutes, a white woman gets raped by an African American. Okay, and there are 13% global 13%.
So someone's getting raped right now.
Every 13 minutes, a white woman is raped by a black person. Yes, they are 60% of all violent crimes. Okay, white people can barely afford to make children because of the economy. Every black person costs every white taxpayer a negative $750,000 a lifetime. We are paying for black people to be housed, to be fed, to be jailed, okay, and be put in these courtrooms constantly for violence. And why should we have to pay for people that are violent savages who our ancestors freed from slavery a long time ago? Why should white people pay for black debt?
But I'm just confused because there's white people who do stuff like that too. Like there's white people who rape people.
But that's our responsibility as white people to deal with white people. Okay? That is our responsibility to deal with our own. Okay? Now, it's not our responsibility to deal with other races. Okay? Don't you think it would be more fair if Mexicans, let's say everyone stayed in this country, don't you think that it would be more, correct for Mexicans, if they're paying taxes, for it to go to their own people?
Yeah, but then if they were paying taxes, should it not go to, like, if Mexicans were paying taxes, it would go to Mexico, not us.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. You answered that right. But Mexicans and blacks pay the least amount of taxes, okay? My point is they live off of us being honest, working hard, and taking from us. They have their own countries. All these people have their own countries, and all white countries currently right now are being invaded by non-whites. It's only happening in white countries.
So I'm guessing... So you support ICE, yeah?
I don't. I really don't support ICE. I would support a revolution of white people that wanted to keep America what it intended to be, which is white, European, like our forefathers decided with the Naturalization Act of 1790. I don't trust ICE. I don't trust the government. Okay. So I want white people to clean up this fucking mess because no fucking politician is going to do it. Do you guys support Trump?
I don't really trust either of them. You want me to be honest?
There's Trump's donors. What does it say?
Is Jewish. Trump's Jewish?
Trump's donors, all of them are Jewish.
And we don't like Jews, yeah?
No, because they want us dead. And they suck what?
Dick.
Baby dicks. Yeah. So this is, now this guy's a pedophile himself, Joe Biden. Now notice Jews are a 2% minority, and this is 75% of his cabinet Jewish.
Wait, so what race should be president? White?
Well, yeah, this country was intended for white people only, right?
Go for it.
Hold on 1 second.
Trump converted to Judaism in 2017.
That is accurate. He did convert to Judaism.
Wait, so Trump's Jewish?
He's technically a white guy, but he's practicing Judaism. But Jews are also a race. Okay? So it's kind of confusing. Now, if you look at the COVID agenda, right? Who do you think was telling you to get that jab?
Trump, Jews.
Trump, what? Yes, Operation Warp Speed, yes. But all the people that were behind the vaccines were Jews too. So did you put that website into your phone? It's very important for you guys to learn this shit, okay? I'm not wasting my time, am I?
No, I'm actually intrigued.
You should be because here's the deal, man. Listen, when I found out this shit, I was like, whoa, I've been lied to. And the truth is stranger than fiction. So it's actually more entertaining and makes you smarter to learn this stuff instead of being a retard and following whatever all the other retard plebs are doing. You know what I mean?
So you think, who's supposed to be our government then? Hold on, let me fix my question.
Go ahead.
The government should be all white.
Yes.
And none of them should be Jewish.
Absolutely. Jews need to go to Israel. They have their own country.
Isn't Israel, though, being, bombed and, shot up all the time, explode?
We actually give $7 billion a year to Israel.
I think that's dumb. I think...
Well, that's what happens when you have Jewish people.
We need to stop giving money to people because we're already in debt.
Well, $3 trillion a year. I was way off on that. Is it 3 trillion? I'm sorry. I totally blew that way off. Yeah.
Okay. Are you, talking, do you have, your something listening to you?
Yeah, I'm live right now.
Oh, you're live. Okay.
So what I do for a living is I'm a white activist. Okay, I stand up for white people. I've been thrown in jail 4 times for freedom of speech. 4 times. Oh. And what
freedom of speech, what the hell?
Exactly. That's what I'm here to warn you that this does not exist, okay? That it's all fake and that we've got to
stop. We don't have speech.
No. And our options are that, you know what the Second Amendment's for? A tyrannical government, okay? So, what I try to get people to do is learn how to arm themselves, okay? And learn how to get ready for, your government wants you dead, okay? So, you better act like it. You better train like it. You better be prepared because you wouldn't want your mother or your brothers or sisters to get hurt, would you?
No.
You as a young man should protect them, correct?
Right.
So you got to know what time it is, man. It's not time for video games. It's not time for drugs and alcohol. It's not time for football. It's not time for Netflix. It's not time for anything like that. It's time for white kids like you to know the truth, okay? Because you're gonna be helping taking back our country, and you got to be prepared to know what's going on here. So did you get on this? Go on.
Do you think I should enlist to the military?
Absolutely not. No, that's for Jews. That's for Jews. That's a Jewish war.
Yeah. Wait, but then, because what if our military, though, if it's made up of all Jews, then couldn't the military just come and get us?
Well, that's more than likely the Jews are going to weaponize that military. Now, it's not a bunch of Jews in the military. It's Jews at the top of the military, like the generals and stuff like that, right? Sergeants, generals, okay, up there. Those guys are going to tell the non-white people that white supremacy, right, is a threat. And all, you know, a white supremacist, what I'm labeled is because I want my people to exist. Okay. And I don't want our women to get hurt. And I want kids to get hurt. Okay. So if I'm a white supremacist by that label, fine. Fuck you.
Right.
Right. So.
So the Jewish people in the military, so they're going to, because the people at the top, they're Jews.
Yep.
And then they're going to tell the people, they're going to tell the non-Jews in the military that they have to come kill us. And they have to listen because that's like the point. So they're going to have to listen and then they're going to come kill me.
They're going to kill all of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know that sounds a little bit far-fetched, but remember that website I told you about? Did you find it? The GTV flyers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go
to the video section. Go to the top part. There's a label that says videos. Okay. So what you're going to see is there's a video on there called 9/11 Missing Links. Okay. That video is going to show you all the Jews that were behind orchestrating those plane attacks. Okay. On the Twin Towers. Okay. It's going to give you all
the... Was Osama bin Laden a Jew?
No, Osama bin Laden was a CIA agent, Tim Osama, right? That's all bullshit. He was a patsy. Okay. You're going to follow the money. You're going to find out who's behind it and you're going to get red pilled like that. Okay. And you're going to go, damn, that old guy that I was talking to on fucking knew his shit. Right. Now, what you're going to do is all those videos in there that are in that thing, watch those like you're watching something on like you're in class, right? Take notes. Uh-huh. Take notes when you watch it, okay? Okay. So all this stuff that I'm trying to tell you, man, I think you guys did a good job. The Christian thing can come later, okay? Do what you got to do with keeping your faith. If you got to be Christian, that's fine. But trust me, once you understand that the Jews are liars, you're going to start questioning everything, even that holy book, all right?
Now, wait, so do you think the Bible's fake?
I used to be a Christian, man. I used to have the tattoo. Yeah, unfortunately, that was one of the hardest things I had to face in waking up was the reality of Jesus not existing. There's not one contemporary that documented Jesus' existence.
What was I going to ask? Oh, my God, I had a question. I forgot it. Do you think like religion is a coping mechanism?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we had our own gods. We predated Jesus in that story 40,000 years. So we had our own gods. So like, let's say like a killer comes in your house, let's say a black guy comes in there, kills your entire family. You guys are in there, right? And he escapes. As a Christian, you're told to pray for that guy, right? And pray that he finds Jesus, correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now be honest. Is that what you really want to do?
No, I'd kill him. I would want to kill him. I'd exactly. be mad.
All right. Now, with our old gods, okay, I'm talking predating Jesus, okay? We had a guy named Odin. They called him Wotan, okay? Heaven was called Valhalla. In order to get to Valhalla, if that man were to come into your house and kill your family, if you didn't get a vengeance on him and take care of him for what he did to your family, you would not end up in Valhalla.
So in Valhalla,
mm-hmm.
that you should, if you're talking like on, like if that's how it worked, so you should, like, so then how would that, like you.
You would have so to like avenge, you would have, to, so there's just a lot of things that are similar. The Jews stole a lot of our, you know, our ways of being good people, caring people, right? Mm-hmm. But we also had a thing called like, you know, Pride's not necessarily a bad thing, right? And we had honor. And if someone kills your family, in order to honor your member of the family whose life was taken, you have to avenge it. And in Christianity, it tells you that vengeance is for the Lord. It's a sin to do that. So we had different kind of thinking, okay? You know how leftists are like, oh, love everyone, love the gays, love the blacks. You know how that's like liberal thinking? Well, spiritually, that's what you are as a Christian.
But then that whole thing is confusing because most of the time, like straight white men are, what's it called? They're most of the time they're like, that's what like God, like, wait, I just confused myself. If you have straight white men are all for the Lord, but then those are the people who normally like hate gays and like hate.
Yeah, I see that argument, but the problem is that they've got their hands tied behind their back, right? Because again, the command, what you're told, if you have an enemy, you're supposed to pray for your enemy. Now, mm-hmm. Have you heard the verse where Jesus tells you to hate your family?
No.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. So wouldn't it be weird if Jesus told you to love your enemies and to hate your family?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me the verse where Jesus says to hate your family.
The verse is Luke chapter 14, verse 26.
Hold on.
Where Jesus says that if anyone
Precept
wants
58,
to be a follower,
tyrannies teach what to think. Free men learn how to think.
Thank you very much, redacted out. Give me the verse in the Bible where Jesus tells you to hate your family.
The Bible verse is Luke chapter 14, verse 26. And it says that if someone wants to follow Jesus, they must prioritize their faith, even over their family, which might sound like hating them.
Wait, hold on. Let me give me Luke 14:26. Here it is.
Luke chapter 14, verse 26 says that if anyone comes to Jesus and doesn't prioritize him over family and their own life, they cannot be his follower.
They're lying. Look it up. Look up Luke 14:26 on your phone. This thing is lying. This fucking Google thing. Read it to me. Luke 14:26. This fucking Google bitch is lying to me. She doesn't want the fucking truth of this verse. I'm looking at it, reading it, and she's covering for it. What's it say?
That one followers of Jesus must hate their family members and love their own lives in comparison to their love for him, or they cannot be his disciples.
Must hate their own family.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? Like, did you see how that phone was trying to fucking lie? And I'm reading it right here going like, this is bullshit. Google's Jewish, by the way.
Google's Jewish.
Google is owned by Jews. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, look, man, listen, I don't want to, give you too much information, but you are a smart fucking kid, okay? You are what the fuck we need, dude. We need big brain thinkers like you that are smart, that ask questions, okay? And don't put your fucking head in the sand. Question everything. Question everything that I'm telling you tonight, okay? Question everything, okay? And look into this stuff, okay? Because you're going to learn a lot, and it's going to change your entire life. So what I want to recommend to you, okay? Stay sober. You don't look like a kid who does drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't do alcohol. Okay? Find yourself a good white woman. Make as many fucking kids as you can when you're old enough. Okay? Because you got good genetics. Okay? You're a smart kid. You're bright. And so is your friend too. I know he's a little bit quiet and shy. But listen, man. You guys are good kids. Let me give you my website too where I stream. Okay? Now keep in mind I do a lot of racist humor that's pretty, outrageous and stuff like that. But I use it as shock value to get people to wake up. So I use comedy and my obnoxiousness to get to moments like this, all right?
If you want to know what Jesus makes of you, look at Jesus.
Is this what?
Does he look like a fighter or a faggot?
Is that the website?
Yeah, so let me give you this real quick. So I go by Handsome Truth, okay? And you can find me on Glam TV, all right? But look into the I care more about you guys looking at the flyers.
Return
okay?
to Europa sent $14.88. We'll be rooting for you, kid.
We're rooting for you. All right, dude.
Yep.
Wait, do you want to see the chat's reaction to you guys?
Sure.
Okay, go to goimtv.com, pull it up real quick, and then click on the video. Chat, we're gonna say some nice things to these guys, okay? They're really appreciating you guys. Okay. So when you go on there.
Oh, I found.
Just click the main thing. It has me up there with red eyes. And then you'll see the chat pop up.
Oh, I see me.
Okay, guys. Okay, read the chat. Ready? Read the chat. Say something nice to this guy. Say something nice. Let's go.
Go for it.
I wish like hell I heard this info when I was his age.
Yep. See that, bro? A lot of white people care about you, dude. Right? You're a good kid. Thank you for taking the time with me, young man. All right?
Thank you.
All right? And not skipping me and being open-minded. Okay? You guys got a big life ahead of yourself. All right? So you guys have a good one, okay? All right. Take it easy, guys. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was cool. That was really cool. That made the show.
What?
Are you white?
No, I'm Lebanese.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm talking... No, there's a... Goddamn boobs on the goddamn screen here. What's going on? I'm fucking getting honey-potted by a bunch of tits tonight. Hey, listen, excuse me. Are you guys Mexican?
Yes.
Oh, you look like fat Mexicans. Wow, there's some fat beaner OnlyFans on here, dude. Yeah, they're trying to give me their stinky purple Mexican pussy. Take your fat Mexican pussy and go across the border, you fucking horse. All right. Yeah, no. No, these fat beaners. Trying to get me to whip up my credit card for their fat enchilada boobs. I'm just not into it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Nope. Not interested in that beaner puss. Hey, ladies. What? How are you? Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Dad. How are you?
What are you doing on this app?
I don't know, Dad.
Hanging out.
Well, yeah, ladies, are you talking to black people?
No.
You promise?
No, we are.
No.
I heard that she just said you were.
Dad, we aren't.
Do you know what's going to happen if you end up dating one of these guys?
Are you going to spank us?
No, but this is what's going to happen. Your kids are going to look like this. Okay?
Wait, why are you fucking hilarious?
Okay, let me ask you a question. Would you date a black guy?
No.
Yes, you would. Let's see if they would, guys. Let's see if they would.
Is this live? Please tell me this is live.
Let me get some pussy! I'm finna get some white pussy! Woo! Get some white pussy. Get some white pussy. You know I'm getting all that white pussy, nigga. I'm getting that pussy. All right, listen, ladies. Okay.
Are you live?
Yeah.
Is this like a live?
Yeah, I'm live.
Am I going to get in trouble?
You probably won't get in trouble. You
on
didn't
what?
Say anything.
What are you live on?
I'm live on GoyamTV.com. So it's
what?
Like
GoyamTV.com.
So it's like YouTube for white people.
Oh.
Okay. So do you know that white people are 7% global minority? Okay. So if white women date black guys, what happens to the white people?
We die out. Look at this. My Aryan trueness cannot die out.
Yes! White power. Yes. Oh, okay. Now, ladies, do you know about the Jews?
Yeah.
What do you know? Bet you I know a little bit more.
They run the world.
That's right. You know what they do their babies?
What?
Circumcise them.
And suck their dicks. Yeah. They suck the fucking bloody cocks of babies.
Wait, what?
That's crazy shit, huh?
Is that real?
That's real. Yeah.
Is that...
Damn it! That was great. I feel like I'm in the zone right now. Hey, what's up, nigger?
Hey, what's up, fucking, what are you?
Listen, man.
A bitch.
What'd you say, nigger?
I'm not a nigger.
Are you a fucking
Mexican, dumbass.
What do you do with your hair?
What do I do with my hair?
Yeah, what are you LARPing as a fucking nigger for? You look like Coolio. Been spending most our lives living in a gangster's paradise.
You look like a fucking...
Hey, hold on one second, bro. What'd you say, nigger? Hold on one second, I'm on the phone. Hold on, give me one second. No, there's some Mexican pretending to be a fucking nigger.
Like a hairy nutsack.
Yeah, nigger, your hair looks like my pubes. Hold on one second. Give me 1 second. Ready to sing something for me, bro? Let's go, nigger. Come on, man. Sing me a Coolio song.
Gangsta's paradise, more like...
Hey, what's up, nigga?
Don't
you act like a nigga while you sucking my dick. You're just a dumb fucking Mexican, a dirty ass mix. Need to go back to Mexico with your phone. Oh, you fucking dirty ass nigga. You drive a pinto, you dirty ass fucking nigga. Suck a dick, spick. White power, you
what's
fucking beater.
Fuck?
You're fucking garbage.
How old are you, bitch?
Hey, what's good? But I got a loaf. In a piss of smoke. Oh, what's good, nigga? Hey, you know this song? Hey, been spending all my life trying to kill a nigga and his crack pipe. White power, you fucking nigger. I live in a gangster's paradise. Been spending most of my life living in... I hate the fuck niggas, bro!
Wow.
I fucking hate these niggas, these dirty niggas, these stinky ass niggas, and they smell like dirty niggas. White power, fuck niggas. Yeah.
You or him, bro.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yo, what's up,
bro? What's your thoughts about kikes?
About what?
What's your thoughts about Jews?
Hate them.
Hate them, man.
Hate them. You know about this?
What?
What's your thoughts about Jews sucking baby dicks?
This is terrible.
Pretty honestly. Pretty terrible, huh? Now, are you guys white?
Yep. Yeah, I'm white.
Cool, man. What religion are you?
Just American.
Native American.
Your religion is Native American.
No, normal. I'm normal.
Oh.
Okay, you guys are fucking brown.
No.
Yo, yo.
Hey, what's up, man? We're already at, we're at 2 hours. Nice. Okay. About to wrap it up here pretty soon, huh? Hey, what's up? How are you?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? Is that Bob Marley?
Yeah, I did. I'm just boofing the nard and shit, bro.
Boofing the nard, man. I fucking hate niggers, bro. But Bob Marley is different.
Yeah, bro. I'm Jewish.
Are you Jewish?
Real shit, bro. Yeah, bro. All these fucking, bro, you see how fat I am, bro? All that food promised me 3,000 years ago and shit, bro. I'm that big Jew shit.
You're a big, fat, giant Jabba the Hutt Jew. Let me see the hair, man. You got
to stop getting personally, bro. Stop getting personal and shit, bro. What's the concept, vocabulary?
I was just wondering, man, what's your thoughts about Metzvipe?
I don't know what that is, dude. Is that like a Mexican food? If it's a Mexican food, I probably had it. I could probably rate it for you. Baby penis sucking is Jewish. Don't hate that. That's a hard flyer, buddy.
That's hard. And you're a fat Jewish nigger. Fuck you. Yeah, moving on. Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, shit.
Hey, white power, fuck niggers.
I agree.
Yeah, right down the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a question for you, man. How'd you learn about
the Jews? What's your question?
How'd you learn about the Jews?
How did I learn about the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
In school.
Nice. So you were taught that 6 million Jews died, but how'd you learn the truth?
Well, I sat online for a bunch of hours, and I found the truth.
How'd you find it?
I can't disclose that.
Well, I got this site called GTV Flyers. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
What the fuck? What?
You don't know about that?
No.
You know that they control all of our media?
Do they?
Bro,
oh, what the fuck?
Are you new here? Are you like a new anti-Semite?
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you this website real quick, okay? Do you have another window open? Can you pull up another window?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's gtvflyers.com. And it's a list of all the shit that the Jews are in. And it's also got some documentaries. Have you watched any documentaries regarding this shit?
I've seen a couple on YouTube.
What'd you see, like Europa Last Battle yet?
No.
Okay, you got to watch that. Okay, get over to the site and tell me when you're on there.
All right, I'm on the site.
Okay, what do you see? What's the first flyer?
Every single aspect of the media is Jewish. Right,
keep reading them, just the headlines. Keep going. See how fast, you can read for a white guy.
Every single aspect of the U.S. politics is Jewish. Black savage murder white children.
Yep.
Every single aspect of anti-white hate is Jewish. Every single aspect baby is Jewish.
Yep.
Diversity means fewer white people. Inclusion means exclusion from white people. Equity means stealing from white people. Every single aspect of gun control is Jewish. Every single aspect of mass immigration is Jewish. Every single aspect of the slave trade was Jewish. Every single aspect of Disney child grooming is Jewish. Every single aspect of Trump's campaign funding is Jewish. Every single aspect of Epstein is Jewish.
Did you know all this, or is this a lot to take in?
It's a little bit to take in.
Okay. Now, where are you at with religion?
Religion? I don't really know. Like, I don't do all of that.
Can I save you some heartache? Whatever you do, bro, we hate Jews. Jews are trying to wipe out the white race. Jesus is a fucking Jew telling you to forgive your fucking enemies, pray for your enemies, vengeance is for the Lord, and to turn the other cheek, and the meek shall inherit the earth. Jesus is a Jewish fucking faggot, Jewish rabbi pussy, okay? Whatever you do, do not worship that fucking kike on a spike, please, Okay? Don't fall into that trap.
All right.
Go to my website real quick, okay, where I'm live streaming. Bookmark that, okay? I want you to go to goyimtv.com, G-O-Y-I-M-T-V.com. I go by Handsome Truth. I own this website. It's a pro-white streamer website. We don't allow Jew worshipers, niggers, faggots, or any non-whites, okay? When you go to the front page, you'll see Handsome Truth. Tell me when you're on there.
You said G-O-Y-I-M.TV?
No, G-O-Y-I-M-T-V.com.
Gotcha.
So did you wake up like this year or last year?
Yeah, this year.
Good, man. Good, good, good. Good. We got a lot of good information on the site. Okay, tell me when you're on there. You see me, it's like holding up a nigger baby.
Yeah.
Okay, click on that. Tell me when you see the live chat.
All right.
All right, chat, say what's up to this young Chad right here. How old are you, young man?
I'm 19.
19 fucking years old. Could you believe it, man? 19 years old. Learn about these fucking dirty kikes, these filthy fucking niggers, and white power, dude. Could you believe it? Oh, my God. Round of applause, man. Give this kid a Roman. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Hey, make an account, brother. You have a good one. And just stay the fuck away from Jesus, all right?
I got you, brother. Right, bro. White power. Have a good one.
You too. That's awesome. White power. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
That's great. That's good to see the young man. Well, listen, man, we're breaking through tonight. It might not be the most entertaining, but I'm feeling like those old, the nostalgia of me waking up people, you know? So, like, I like these shows. So, sorry, it's not like screaming and yelling and stuff like that, but to me, these are good moments. This makes me feel like I'm actually doing something. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, how are you? How are you? God damn it. I got to get on the fucking phone. Talk to these goddamn spics. Yeah, there's fucking spics on the computer. Get out of my face. Fucking goddamn niggers. Chinks. Hey, what's going on with your glasses there? You got a third eye?
Go for it.
Whoa.
This is the best entertainment, bro. WFPO slash.
Hey, thank you. White power.
Waking up our folk.
Yeah, yeah, I hate niggers. How are you? What's your thoughts about black people? She hates them. I could tell. No, she doesn't want to say it, but she hates niggers. She knows that they're dangerous, violent, stupid, scum, undeveloped, waste of energy. Right?
Which platform are you streaming on?
I'm on goyimtv.com. Yeah. Do you know about the Jews? Huh. Yeah. Well, no, I don't like niggers. I don't like niggers. Hey, how are you?
Oh, it's you guy!
Hi, you guy? Who's you guy?
It's you.
Yeah.
Yep.
So are you white and pro-white yet or what?
Yeah, we had this conversation last night.
Last night?
Yeah.
Did you come to the website?
No, what? I was on here.
Well, why didn't you go to the website? Did I give you the website?
No.
Okay, let me give you the website, okay? Give me 1 second. All right, now how old are you again?
14.
All right, we're going to give you the website. Okay? You're not supposed to go on this website until you're 18, okay? That's the rule.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Not until you're 18. Okay, GTV, okay. Hold on. F-L-Y-E-R-S. What did you learn from the conversation yesterday?
Something about Jewish people and how we should have more white babies and...
Stay away from niggers.
Yeah.
Good job. Hey, listen, screenshot it. You got it?
Yeah.
White power.
Bye.
Bye. God, you fat beaner. Get the fuck out of my face, you fucking scum.
Okay.
Fucking chinks on the screen, dude. There's some filthy chink. You fucking chink, nigga, fuck you! You fucking gay faggot! Fuck you, I hire a nigga to come kill you, you fucking nigga, bitch! Hey, get down, nigga. You're a bitch ass chink. Open up the door, nigga. I'm finna kill your ass. Ugly ass faggot chink. I'm finna fuck you in the ass, you gay twink chink. You a gay twink chink, nigga, with your blue hair. I'm about to turn your butthole blue, nigga. You faggot ass nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Get some white power. White power, you chink motherfucker. Heil Hitler. Fucking scum, nigga. Stay away from my cat.
boat. I fucking killed a push. I killed it on a push. You know, I smashed a pussy cause of push. Hey, bro, listen. Don't try to copy my fucking vibe, nigga. Fuck you, bro. Who the fuck you think you are with your gay hair? Are you white?
My fault, bro.
Are you white, bro? Are you white?
I'm mixed, bro.
What you mixed with, bro?
A Puerto Rican,
nigga,
bro.
Nigga, I can tell by your gay hair, bro. You look like Stryker. Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, what's up, bro? Bitch ass. Hey, what's up, baby? Oh, you know, I'm a killer. I get all the chicks, and I'm famous. Now, would you rather date me or a black guy? Now, before you answer, God damn it. Hey, I got a question for you. Do you like black guys?
Why?
Because your kids would look like this if you fuck them. Oh! Get out of the shower. What the hell? Hey, what's up,
bro? Oh my god, it's you. Hey, oh my god, yo, that's actually crazy.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Yo, that's actually crazy.
That's actually crazy, bro. What are
oh
you?
Oh my god.
Check out this twink. I'm finna fuck, bro. Hey, what's up, baby? Hey, what's up,
yo,
nigga? Hey, what's up?
Yo, you're ugly as shit.
Hey, bro, your babies look like nigga monkeys.
I'm fucking look at what you look like.
Shut up, nigga! I'm finna fuck you in ass, you gay ass fucking auntie mama, nigga. What's good? White power, you fucking dirty nigger. What the fuck you looking at? Look at your gay fucking hair. You're a fucking dirty nigger.
Wait,
fuck out of my face.
Wait, take the
push. Fuck you, nigger. Like I fucking respond to stupid niggers like you. Go back to Africa, you fucking ape. Yeah. Hey, what's up? What's your thoughts about black people? Yeah, they're disgusting fucking niggers. I know. You don't have to tell me. Lazy, stupid, violent, fucking their babies look like monkeys. I know. I fucking hate them too. Now listen, do you have a problem with finding white friends? Just pick up the phone and call 1-800-WHITE-POWER. Are you looking for friends that can take care of you and give you a ride if you need a ride to work someday? Call 1-800-WHITE-POWER. Give me one of these, white power. There you go. Now, that's amazing white power. Now, stay away from people that look like this. Hey! Did you just do something racist? Did you just do something racist? Do it again. White power! Hey, what's up, nigger? Oh, man. There's a giant nigger on my screen right now, bro.
Oh, rapey.
Yeah, you are a weird rapey ape. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up. Hey, what's up, niggers? Whoa, you are the weirdest looking fucking Dominican nigger I've seen. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man?
What are you doing on here?
What are you doing on here?
Do you hate niggers?
Do you hate niggers?
This guy hates niggers. I can tell. Did you vote for Gavin Newsom? Or Donald Trump? This is kind of weird. Are you on drugs? What's up, man? You're just blinking at me. Are you a pedo? You kind of look like that comedian, that fat little like leprechaun comedian guy. You know what I'm talking about? What's his name? Who's that fat little comedian guy? No, not Robin Williams. No, who's the fat one? The little fat one? Blink if you're a pedo. Not a pedo. Do you hate white people? This is so weird. Weird. Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, you fat nigger? Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong number. I'm sorry. Wrong number.
I'm watching a very interesting show.
Oh, hold on. Oh, God, there's a bunch of...
Listen, dude, are you a streamer, dude?
Hey, I got a question, man. What race are you?
I'm white and black.
Wait a second. You're white and black?
You...
What do you identify as?
Huh?
What do you identify as?
A light skin.
A light skin. Now, was your dad black or your mom black?
My dad, but...
When's the last time you seen your dad?
The other day.
Oh, cool.
Sup, nigga? Oh, shit, nigga. Your mama had the best white pussy, boy. Sit on my lap. Let me tell you about. Listen, you got one of your little cousins over here. Listen, man, I used to fuck his mama so good. She had that white pussy, boy. I would just give her a little bit of rock. Oh, and she would suck the cock. And then one time I said, let me slip that shit in and look at him. There he is, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a good night, white pal. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a good show tonight. We had a good time, did we? Did we not? Fuck you, nigga. The fuck you looking at, nigga? Fuck you, nigga.
I'll kill you, bitch.
Hey, fuck you, nigga. What you got, boy? Put it on mama, nigga. Put it on mama, nigga. What you got, nigga? You see that, nigga? That's a white only, nigga. These bullets is made for your face, nigga. Fuck you. You wouldn't even hear me when I come smoke your ass, nigga, in the middle of the night, midnight. Look at your black ass. I can't even see you till you open your mouth, nigga. You black as midnight. Shut up, nigga. Oh, faggot ass nigga. Before I kill your motherfucking sister with my gun right here, boy. Put some money on my Cash App, you bitch ass hoe.
I will kill you, nigga.
I will kill you, nigga.
Stop playing with me, nigga. I will smoke you, nigga. That's when the dead homies
all. Oh, dead homies,
stop
nigga.
Stop playing with me, nigga.
Fuck you, nigga.
I will kill you, nigga.
Shut up, nigga. Shut up, nigga. Shut up, nigga.
I will kill you. Stop playing with me, nigga.
Get off my lawn, you fucking nigga. Off my lawn. I win. I win! I win! I hate niggers! Hate niggers!
What is this?
I kill niggers! I hate niggers! Hey, you like niggers?
What are you doing?
What the fuck, niggers? Yeah! Woo! Jacked as fuck, nigger. Woo!
Not too much now.
All right, have a good one, lady. Take it easy. White power, okay? Take it easy. White power. Yeah. Suck a dick. Okay, cool. I'm out of here. Listen, hopefully you guys had a good time tonight. White power, white power, white power. All right. Yeah, it was decent enough. I'm a little bit happy about that one tonight, so. All right. That was decent. Top three moments of the show. Yeah, top three moments. What were they? My fucking... White kids? Give it up for the white kids. Hopefully they're still watching. The white kids were great. Smart white kids, got to give it to them. Triggering that last nigger. The young girl that wanted to keep her Aryan blood, that was pretty good too. And that other girl who remembered the night before to, you know, stay white and to stay away from Jewish people and niggers, that was good. The white power hotline, I need to work on the white power hotline. That was improv and I kind of shit the bed on that. Little bit of a shit the bed, little shard. Little shit the bed moment, but it's okay. I'll come up with something clever. Don't you doubt me. I'll come up with some 1-800 white power hotline shit. We'll come up with some good stuff. CQ Radio is live. CQ Radio is live. Check it out. We have a CQ Radio channel that we'll be getting up shortly. And you guys can go raid the channel over there so I can put the computer to rest and upload my videos shortly after. So I don't know. Tonight was fun. I felt like, you know, that's something that I felt like I did a lot more, and to have the opportunity to educate our people is always my favorite. It's always my favorite. So hopefully you guys, you know, can stomach that time to time where if I run into moments and, you know, we got to spend 10, 15 minutes on waking up our people, that you guys don't mind that I've got to put down the craziness for a little bit, right? I missed the show last 2 weeks. I need to catch up. Well, the replays are up.
Go for it.
Viking girl. Thank you.
Heil HT. Great evening.
Awesome show. Thank you so much for the work you do.
Yeah.
I have been sure for a long while now that we must make the entire world white.
Exactly.
White power /...
Now that's the spirit. That is the spirit. That's the spirit of the white race. Conquer everything. That's what we must do. And, you know, and not be shy about it. Take on the world. Red pills are absolutely the best. I haven't done that. Guys, you know how long has it been since I've had a show where I've actually been able to get into a groove like that? It has been a long fucking time since I've been able to like have those moments of waking people up. I used to be really sharp with that. And then it got a little bit, you know, on the trolling side. And then, you know, you skip. No Mud Shark Monday. Best goal is red pills. I felt like it was a good show tonight. We had a Friday night show. I felt like OME TV was better than Saturday night show. But regardless, thank you guys for all the support all week. You guys are amazing. Big numbers. I'm not sure if anyone's going live after me. But be sure to, if CQ Radio is not your thing, be on the lookout for other people going live. All right. Gotta say thank you to everyone that supported the stream. We are doing OME TV on Friday and Saturday, right? Friday and Saturday, so be on the lookout for that. Friday and Saturday. All right, let me say thank you to everyone, and then we got CQ Radio coming up next. Thank you, guys. Let me say thank you to everyone. Hold on one sec. We have Viking Girl. Thank you very much. White Power Sister. We got Redacted Out. Thank you very much. Big round of Romans for everyone supporting the show. 9/11 Treason, White Power, dude. Thank you very much. Tough Cow, thank you. Tiger Waffin, big thank you. Dirty Mike and the Waffin, my man, White Power, dude. Thank you. Jesus Foreskin Eater, White Power, thank you. You're the man. Blade, big support, man. Thank you very much. Tropical Cyclone, thank you very much as well. Audio Waffin. Sir Sneaks-a-Lot, No Political Solution, French, Blood Memories, Billy Bats, Russian Waffen, Aerosophery, I can't pronounce that, I need to work on that, Japcoin, thank you, Aerosophy, thank you very much. Who else we got here? We got Return to Europa, White Power Man, thank you very much, as always, always supporting the stream. And then we got a few others here. I just fucked up this. God damn it. I just fucked up the power chat. Hold on one second. Ah, what a night. 5 days, huh? How did I do? Did I do all right? Can you tell? It's 5 days. I look like a lazy nigger tonight. We gotta say thank you to Return to Europa. Steffi White Power says, Jesus feet. Walker Waffen, White Power, thank you very much. And Return to Europa, man. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Big thank you. Stick around for CQ Radio, bro. All right, now, shout out to the best audience in the world. Coming to the best show on the planet. Mom, Dad, thanks for making me. My stepdad, Brian, thanks for being a part of my life. Remember, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. So get sober, stay sober, white man. All right? And what else? I think that's it. All right? And that's it. I'll see you guys on Wednesday. All right? So I need some get a couple days off. Kind of excited about that. So stay tuned for CQ Radio. All right, guys? Woo. Oh, my goodness. I need to eat something. Oh. Woo! Nanika-san! Ready? White Power, motherfucker. Yeah! I'll see you guys Wednesday. Thank you guys for everything. All right? Remember, sobriety is very important. Camera one, we are done. Camera two, fuck the Jews. Hail Europa, hail Hitler, hail the white race. Hail the pro-white families making children for the white race that are going to be fighting for the white race. And all the activists fighting for the white race. And all the sober brothers getting sober to enjoy sobriety. And all my brothers that are struggling with sobriety trying to get sober. Don't kill the wrong person. You guys have a great night. I'll see you soon, you son of a biscuit. Wow. Wow. I'm tired.